there. This is the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Vistara, a joint venture between Tata Sons and Singapore Airlines, is planning to bid for Air India, but a final decision on the matter has not been taken yet, said company's chairman Bhaskar Bhatt. Responding to a question whether Vistara was interested in Air India, Bhatt said, which company would not be interested in evaluating a sovereign airline of the country? There is buzz in the market that the Tata Group, which founded Air India 87 years ago, may bid for the airline put up for sale by the government. Gautam Adani-led Adani Group may join the race to buy Air India. India got worried yesterday as two cases of COVID-19 or novel coronavirus were detected in New Delhi and Telangana, the government confirmed on Monday. The patients had travelled to Italy and Dubai before they were tested positive. So far, no official vaccination has been developed for the deadly coronavirus. These are the first confirmed positive coronavirus cases in both Delhi and Telangana. A global agency says the spreading new virus could make the world economy shrink this quarter for the first time since the international financial crisis more than a decade ago. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says in a special report on the impact of the virus that the world economy is still expected to grow overall this year and rebound next year, but it lowered its forecasts for global growth in 2020 by 0.5 percentage point to 2.4%. The World Health Organization has joined TikTok in an effort to spread accurate information about coronavirus. The mobile video app is flooded with memes and false information about coronavirus. Some TikTok users have reportedly pretended to be infected with the deadly disease. WHO, a specialized public health agency of the United Nations, has posted two TikTok videos about how to protect yourself from the virus. The travel industry globally has been hit hard due to the coronavirus spread as countries have restricted movement to areas that have been severely affected. The impact of coronavirus on the travel sector has led to firms halting recruitments and deferring increments of its employees. Bookings for Southeast Asia have taken a hit. Travel firms believe that there would be further cancellations as the virus has spread even to Europe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced that he will give up his social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. One of the most followed global leaders on social media, Modi is fairly active on social media and posts frequently on his Instagram and Twitter handles. Modi, known for reaching out to masses through social media, is the first Indian to have over 50 million followers on Twitter. Taking a jibe at PM Modi's plan, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi suggested him to give up hatred rather than social media accounts. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.